Today we are joined by Evan. So Evan, you've got to tell me all about the album you chose for this week.
Yeah, so I decided to review Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. This just released at like 11:59 on Thursday of last week. And I had to say, it's not my favorite Taylor Swift album. I think she could have done a lot better, but she has a few good songs like Elizabeth Taylor, Ruin the Friendship, and then Fate of Ophelia. I really enjoyed listening to those. Like, I'm like, oh, this is classic Taylor Swift. I love these songs. Like, this is what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And then all the other ones, I was kind of like, oh, Taylor, what's going on? What are you doing here? What's going on?
Yeah, I've seen some very mixed reviews of this album. I'm a little bit curious. I saw the only feature was Sabrina Carpenter. How did that kind of work out? Did you like this feature? What did you think?
Yeah, so that's the closing song of the album. And honestly, it's not terrible, but like for a Sabrina Carpenter feature, I feel like it could have been better.
All right. Well, we will be back to talk more about this album. We have got to get back into one of his favorite songs right now, though. We have got Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia, here on New Music Monday. Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia, as a part of our album review this week by Evan. And Evan, you were telling me a little bit about a Charlie XCX diss in this album.
Yeah,
you gotta tell me about it.
The entire actually romantic song is a diss on Charlie XCX for calling her a boring Barbie. But honestly, instead of like coming off as like empowering, it sounds really childish. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much for talking so much about me. Like, no man has ever loved me like you do. And it's like, what is going on here? Why are you talking about this? It just does not make sense to me.
Yeah, I was pretty sad to hear about this diss. And also, I was a little bit amazed because I've been hearing people say this like is not the best Taylor Swift album, but you were telling me it's been getting some good ratings, right?
Yeah, so Variety gave it a 100, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. Thriller by Michael Jackson only got a 95, but honestly, I think she paid for it to get a 100. Because every single one of her songs on this album mentions a like luxury brand or something like this. So honestly, I don't want to say it, but I low-key think that this song is just a cash grab.
Okay.
She hasn't released since 2019, and she's like, oh, I need some money.
Yeah.
Let me release this before the wedding. It's really expensive.
Yeah, and I was a little bit confused also because I saw she did a theatrical like release along with this album where she was just playing like lyric videos in the movie theaters, and people were going crazy for it. Have you like seen videos of this at all?
I have not seen videos of this, but having a theater release when you only have lyric videos instead of like music videos, I feel like it's kind of disingenuous a little.
I think there was like one music video in there, but the rest were all just lyric videos.
That is like awful to me right now.
I don't know.
You could watch that at home.
But
actually, I could just Google.
I don't know. Everyone in the theaters was dancing to it, so it looks like they had fun.
You know what? If One Direction did that, I'd be there, so I can't even judge.
I don't know.
I feel like you know the album isn't great when you can like diss it on Twitter without a bunch of people, all the Swifties attacking you.
Yeah.
I feel like this album is done.
I don't know. I still have to give it a full listen, but I've seen a lot of kind of like the worst lyrics on this album videos, and I'm just like, wow, I don't even know how those lyrics would fit in like a song.
No, it doesn't make sense.